So we're on to our Friday file, and a mother and son team, a mother and son based company, striving to create products that are superior in quality and results. But then everybody does that. They call themselves Iman Luxury Organics. Okay, that's different. They all make, these companies, big claims about formulation and ingredients and about values. So how do you differentiate? How do you stand out in, I think, a massively, massively competitive market in the world of pricier, I'm not going to say expensive, pricier cosmetics, where you're saying to your customers that this is something that we need to, we need to charge a little bit more because our products are better than everybody else's products. And that, I think, is quite a difficult thing to do in a globally competitive market where everybody is fighting for market share. So that is what we're doing this evening with Noura Fazi. Now, Noura is director and founder of Iman Luxury Organics. So what is the USP without resorting to the jargon? Yeah, Noura, because everybody in your industry says very similar things about what it is they do.
Okay. Good evening. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm waiting with bated breath. I asked a friend of mine earlier today, a very experienced broadcaster, and I said, just give me a summary of how you feel what I do. And she said, you interrupt too much. So I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay. Well, I don't mind if you interrupt if you have a question, if you have a question to ask, so that's good. So what makes Iman Luxury Organics different from the many other skincare manufacturers in the world? I think I fall into a niche market in that my brand is halal, which means that most of my products contain little to zero alcohol in most of them. Which means that they assist in giving the cells longevity. They don't break down the cell walls over time.
Explain that to me. Sorry, yes, I'm breaking my friend's rule here, but that's a particularly pertinent and interesting bit. One, yes, the halal, and you, again, are serving a market that is limited in its choice because you can't be putting products with alcohol on your skin, I suppose, as a Muslim. So you are therefore going to be looking for something that doesn't have it. But there is also a scientific reason as to not to include the alcohol. Now, that's also interesting. Explain.
Yeah. So I think from my perspective, it's not really religious-based. It's more cellular-based. In other words, what do cells do to the cell walls over time from a scientific perspective and also from a vibrational frequency perspective? There's no enhancement in the frequency of the cells as most organic other products do. It actually breaks down the cell walls over time. So from a science perspective, we try not to include such ingredients into the cells because we want to have the cells rejuvenate themselves, not deteriorate over time. You want to give the cells longevity.
Okay, so how then, because if I spoke to one of the large global manufacturers, they would suggest that their products did the same sort of thing. And it really is a very challenging environment to come into. What's the backstory of this? Because I wonder where you got the idea, the inspiration, and the sort of idea to launch your own independent brand.
I worked for a spa many years ago, and they had a skincare range that was very chemically induced. And I could see the impact of these chemicals on some of the skin that the clients had. So I decided to try and, because I understand cellular nutrition and cellular health and how organic products can assist in a higher vibrational frequency in the cell. So when a human being is healthy, the cells vibrate at about 65 hertz. Organic products vibrate at 75 hertz and higher. So when the cells absorb organic products, whether you're ingested or topically, they assist to heal the cells and they detox the cells. So some of my clients have said about 2 weeks after using my products, the pigmentation started peeling off their face because that's a detoxing and healing of the cells from the ingredients that they absorb.
Okay. So, and the scientific basis of it. I mean, you say you understand this sort of environment. This is a deeply scientific process. Do you have a scientific background? Does your son, who's in business with you, have a scientific background?
I understand frequency. So I understand how frequencies work in the body and also some of the ingredients that are used. So I went through a whole testing with my manufacturer over a period of time, and I found out for myself that certain ingredients are harmful. Even though they are organic, they can be harmful to the skin. So you have to remove certain organic ingredients. Even though some companies say they're organic, you need to make sure that the ingredients included do not harm the cells. So for example, alcohol can be organic, but it may not be good for the cells. So I make sure that every ingredient that's included in my products actually assist in rejuvenating the cells.
It's a fascinating one. And in terms of brand and in terms of reaching your market, the great difficulty, of course, is the distribution channel, making sure that people get to know who you are and finding out who you are and are able to sample the product. All of that stuff is so important in that industry.
Yes. Yes, it is. So currently, I just do actually online and word of mouth right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm actually at the Organic and Natural Expo this weekend. So that's how you guys managed to get hold of me. So, so I am there this weekend, and I try and find expos that I can be at, because I know I fall into a very niche market. So not every market mm-hmm. is really one that I would necessarily be at. So this market is a good one that I'm at. And I sell online at imanskincare.com.
But it's so important, isn't it, to be able to get that product into the face of the consumer, or at least into the face of a distribution channel. And everybody I've spoken to in the startup world, particularly if you're building a consumer product, it is, you know, you choose your market, you identify who your market is likely to be, and you target them relentlessly, and you make sure that you go where they are going to be, and you know, and make sure that you're ready to do so.
Yeah, that is correct. So I'm very careful. I sort of look at where my market would be most, the clients are most accessible. So it is a little bit challenging. I have approached maybe one or two companies in terms of retailing, but I think I was more refining my brand. And that's why I haven't really gone out in terms of the distribution channels as yet, because I started the company only 2 years ago from literally zero money in my account, because I knew this was something that was really important, because there are so many carcinogen-induced products on the market which people are unaware of. For example, I just recently started making diffuser oils for the diffusers like they sell that's got those little sticks, bamboo sticks.
Yes.
Because many yes. So many of the diffuser oils have alcohol in them. So when the body inhales the alcohol over time, it tends to deteriorate the nasal passages and the lung linings. So I started making my own diffuser oils because I wanted them in my own house, but none of the oils that I smelled contain no alcohol, so I made my own as well. So that's also on my list of things that I created recently.
You know, exactly. It's precisely, you know, you don't like a product, or you don't like a segment, or you don't like a sector, or you have a problem that's not being solved by anybody else. Build your own solution. That's how many great startups begin. Thank you so much this evening to Noura Fazi, who is the director and founder of Iman Luxury Organic.